Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Thank you all so much for joining me. As always, I'm so grateful to each and every one of you that tunes in and listens to this Unstuck work we do here. It's so fun for me, and I hope you enjoy listening to it too. I think that's why we're all here, right? I'm Sean. I'm your host today and every episode of Unstuck. I will be here with you. Today, we're going to go through all of the different ways the universe communicates with us. Now, this episode is such a fun one. I'm so excited to chat about this with you. I really think that after we go through this list, you all are going to go out into the rest of your day with a whole new set of eyes. You are going to be on the lookout for all of these potential ways the universe is communicating with you. And it was really fun to create this list. Honestly, when I started, I thought there was going to be like 4 or 5. And then now, let's see, we have 14. I was able to think of 14. I don't even think that's all of them. I just kind of stopped because I was like, I think that's enough. I think we have a good starting point here, but I don't think I even got all of them. This is just a way to really get started. So let's jump right into it. I think at this point, for most of you in your Unstuck journey and after listening to however many episodes of the Unstuck podcast that you have, there are now 46 possibilities. I think a lot of you now are in a place where you understand that there is something bigger than just the human form at work here. There is a higher power at play, whether you consider it the universe or God or love, spirit, whatever you want to call it. Again, I think you all know by now, I don't care what the word is, what any word we use. I prefer universe. I just what resonates with me. So that's what I will use in this episode and in other episodes I have done. And we've talked about this idea of a higher power quite a bit on the show. And if you haven't listened to those episodes and you're not sure what I'm talking about yet, go back to episode 4, How to Manifest, episode 18 on Acting as If, and episode 39 on You Create Your Own Reality. I'd recommend going back and listening to those. You can do so after this episode. You don't need to have all of that information first. So listen to this and then head back there if you want a little bit more background on the idea of a higher power. It's more of a spiritual practice, a spiritual journey, if you will. So today, I want to talk about how we are getting communication from the universe. We, as these human beings in physical bodies, receiving communication from a universal energy. And we've talked also so much about how important it is to have this strong communication with the universe. And, you know, if we're talking in terms of manifestation, if we're talking in terms of trusting the universal energy. And so a lot of the talk we do here is on making sure that you are properly communicating with the universe based on your own beliefs and thoughts and emotions and actions. But we also need to consider how the universe is communicating back to us. And that is where I personally think things get really, really fun. And I think this is just a really important thing to talk about because there are probably a lot of you out there that are feeling like maybe you don't have this strong connection with the universe because you're not really feeling that communication going on. You're not seeing the signs. You're not feeling the love. Your manifestations aren't taking form yet. So now you're wondering, like, am I doing something wrong? Am I just not connecting? What's up? What's going on? What can I do differently? And, you know, when you are someone, which is the case for a lot of us, who are waiting to receive the answer to a problem you're looking for help solving or a desire you want to manifest, you're waiting to receive something, receive a sign or a signal or a feeling or an action from your higher power, when in reality, there's a really good chance it's right in front of you and has been right in front of you this whole time. You're just not seeing it. And that is what I want to make sure you understand today, because the universe is communicating every moment of every day. So the problem is not in the communication. It is in what you don't see. We just don't recognize. That's what's really going on. And so I think once we get clear on what to look for and notice and recognize, what to see as actual communication with the universe, then our vibration increases, our alignment increases, our ability to trust and let go increases. And then we're just spending most of our time in this space of flow and alignment and peace and ease and confidence and security and all those things that we're looking to feel, that we think we need that thing to feel. We actually find we're feeling it just because our connection has increased, our communication has been established. So that's what we're going to get into today. Our quote for the day is this. It's from Alexandria Hotmer. If we would just take a moment to look around, we would see that the universe is in constant communication with us, which really just goes along with what I'm saying, that we're always receiving communication. It's just that we're not looking for it. We know we want it. We're hoping to receive it, but we don't understand that it's right in front of us. We haven't looked that way yet. So now let's go over these 14 different ways that the universe communicates with us. And as we go through these, I think you're going to realize, oh, I've noticed that, or I've seen that. That rings a bell. And then you're going to see, oh, that has been happening to me this entire time, and I just didn't know. Also, keep in mind, in each of these, there are also varying degrees. Some may be super obvious, huge, giant signs like billboards flashing. But in a lot of cases, they are very subtle. They're going to be integrated into everyday life. They're just going to be kind of like these quiet nudges. And this is where it's really up to us to just bring that sense of awareness to notice these little baby quiet nudges. All right, number one, your intuition. We talk about intuition a lot here. This is one of the best ways to get downloads from the universe because they are coming in to our own experience, to our own bodies. They are our own, what we see as our own inner being nudges. It's really when you just know what the next right step is. Either you get a feeling or you see a vision of what is or is not right. You just know, like, I should not go that route. I should go this route. This feels right. This doesn't. Oh, this is my next step. This is not my next step. Your intuitive guidance is a direct correspondence with universal intelligence. And that's why I think it is so profoundly important to build that intuitive sense up in you. We all have it. It exists in every single one of us. A lot of us have just lost that ability to communicate with our intuition, with our inner being. And to reestablish that, which I had a whole episode about, I want to say episode 8, I'll link to it in the show notes, about using your intuition, building that up, it will make you feel this sense of safety and confidence and security, knowing that you will be guided to the next right move. So every decision is covered by your intuition. So if you get these little intuitive nudges, there you go. You are officially connecting and communicating with the universe. Number 2, synchronicities. So this is what people may see as like a miracle or things just all happening to line up perfectly. For example, say you're considering traveling, but you are concerned with the cost. You have to be on a budget. You only have X amount of dollars to spend on a trip. And, you know, just a normal circumstance would be that you just don't even look because you know that you only have $500 and to travel to Italy costs way more than $500. This is all just an example. But maybe you get an intuitive nudge just to look. And then when you do, in your research, you come across the last seat on a flight to the place that you've been dreaming of going for a super crazy deal, the very last seat. And then you do more research and you also manage to get the very last hotel room at this super low rate too, and it's all within your budget. So that would be considered a synchronicity when things just seem to line up perfectly. Number 3, inspiration. This is when something just pops into your head out of nowhere. So you have an idea to call someone, call your best friend that you haven't talked to in 6 months, or your cousin that it's been a long time, and then you find out that that person needed you, or out of that conversation came an idea that you were really searching for an answer. It also could be you starting a new project or taking a trip to go somewhere. And the main thing about this is it literally just pops into your head out of nowhere. Like you're washing dishes or vacuuming or sitting at your desk or something, and all of a sudden you have this hit of inspiration. As long as you follow that inspiration, it has meaning. So make sure you go with it. Don't ignore those little bits of inspiration. Number 4 is desire. This is when you have a really strong want that you just can't shake. It could be anything from buying a new couch to getting a new job and quitting your current job. Just anything where it's just this desire is so strong that it doesn't go away. It's not just like, oh, it'd be cool to buy that new sweater. It is a strong desire that then you continue to take the lead on because you just never know how going into the store to buy a new couch could lead to who knows what. You never know. And this is how the universe lines things up for us, especially if it seems like we're not getting where we want to go. Is it because you're not following how things are being lined up for you? You're ignoring these desires. You're ignoring these pieces of inspiration or intuition. So fascinating, right? The 5th one, coincidence. This is what most people, I think, would consider luck, or they would say, oh, it just so happened that. And for me, I see this as the most misguided universal communication because people say all the time, oh, what a coincidence that I ran into you here, something like that. Or that was lucky. How often do we say we got lucky? It was not luck. It is not luck. It is not a coincidence. It was universal intelligence at play. And there is a reason behind that dose of luck or that coincidence that happened to you. Again, the example would be kind of randomly running into someone that you just did not expect to see in a million years at that place, and then, you know, getting into a conversation and maybe they have some tidbit of information or it sparks something in you, or you have made some other connection, or they, you know somebody in a space that you're looking to get into. Again, you just never know. That's how I'm going to end all of these, is you just never know, but you have to go along with this. And now that you know these are bits of communication and not just random circumstances, it will all make so much sense and you will start going down that road. Number six, the universe can often communicate through other people. And a lot of these examples I've already given have been a piece of this, where meeting a random person that has exactly what you need or says exactly what you needed to hear, or you overhear a conversation that sparks an idea. So it may not even be people talking to you or you being a part of a conversation, but you overhear something, or you get a phone call or a voice message that has just the right message at just the right time. Even something that you see or hear on the radio or on a podcast or on TV that, again, has just the right message. This is not coincidence. This is not random. This has a purpose. So many times I've had people say, and according to this podcast, you say just the right thing that I need to hear. That's one of the most common messages I get, is like, how did you know I needed to hear this? It's not me. It's the universe. And now you know. Number seven, the universe can communicate through numbers. And to be honest, this is my favorite way, because this happens to me almost every single day. You may or may not have heard what some people call angel numbers, or, you know, really they're just repeating numbers. People call them different things and have different significances to these different numbers. And so if you see a repeating number like 1111, 222, 3333, all the way up, or even just a number that has specific meaning to you, they are seen as communications with your higher power. And some of them have specific meanings based on numerology, but really for me, I just use it as my sign from the universe that I'm on the right path, that all is well, that I'm being guided, and I can relax and trust. And I see 1111 or 111 literally 95% of my days. I always seem to look at the clock when it is 1111 or 111. I've done this for years, and it is so comforting. It's so cool to see it, so comforting to see. It truly does make me feel good to see that. It's also interesting because I was born on 111. My birthday is January 11th. So that just is even more constant repeating ones in my life. It always has been. So I think that's really cool too. All right, moving on. Number eight, music. I think this is a really cool one too. The universe can communicate through the music we are listening to. Have you ever had it where a song comes on the radio or on your Spotify playlist or something, and it is exactly what you needed to hear? Like, there is a message in that song and you needed to hear it, or it prompts you to think about something in a new way, or have this kind of, again, inspiration or intuitive nudge just simply by listening to a song. It's happened to me. It really happens, and it's so cool when it does. And now you know what's behind that. Number nine, dreams. Of course, dreams. What happens when our conscious mind takes a back seat and our subconscious mind goes crazy overnight is our dream state. and what we see in our dreams can be a sign of maybe our next steps to take, or what we need to look out for, or what we need to stay away from, maybe some issues that need to be healed and resolved, maybe a relationship that needs to be kind of dealt with or managed, or needs to have some closure. You could also receive information on a decision to make. There's so much that can happen in our dreams. It's just a matter of kind of analyzing your dreams. Once you are freshly awake, see what you can recall, see if anything stuck out at you. Even if it doesn't make sense right now, you can still kind of make a note of it. Even have some, you know, your journal by your bed, take some notes on things that may have happened in your dream, and it may all come together as part of this whole process. It may not make sense now, but maybe in a week or a month or a year, it does. Number 10, during meditation. I mean, hello, when you're in that place of presence, connection, calm, your inner guidance is on fire at that time. That's one of the biggest reasons. I mean, there's so many reasons, but one of my favorite reasons to get into a meditative state and to do meditation regularly is because you will receive so many downloads when you are there. And it's one of the easiest ways, I think, because you are really just quieting yourself. You're becoming present. You're becoming connected, and there's really no other choice but then to fully connect with your inner being and with the universe to just let everything flow. It's like total flow state right then and there. So if you get any great ideas, any messages, any visualizations that you have during meditations, take those seriously. Again, even if it is something that seems so minor, like I need to reach out to this person, or I need to go get the mail. Just anything that pops in your head, follow that, because you just don't know what that will lead to until you follow it. Number 11, words. Yes, of course, the universe communicates through words. So you could read something or hear something that really sticks out for you. It could even be something like a random road sign or an Instagram post or a blog or podcast, something like that, a message on a commercial, the title of a book or the heading of a newspaper article. Just something that is our words that really sticks out to you as being meaningful. There's a reason that it sticks out for you. And it could be, you know, if it's a sign that says slow down for you, I mean, that means slow down, like curve ahead or something like that. But for you, maybe that has more significance. Maybe you see that and it means something to you in that moment. That is communication. Maybe it is the universe saying you need to slow down. You need to take a deep breath. You need to take a step back. Number 12, objects and symbols. This could be, you know, you always see a certain color or a certain shape or a certain animal, and it has significance to you at that point. For me, this really showed up and always has showed up as butterflies. I originally started noticing butterflies when I was in my lowest of low points, which I've talked about many times here on the show, and I just needed some hope. And I would go on walks often. That was my main form of exercise at that point. And I would see so many butterflies. And it really got to the point where I was able to understand that those butterflies were there to remind me that I could just let go and be light and flow and trust just the way that butterflies do. They have this peace about them, and they are able to just kind of flow from place to place and just flutter around, and they seem so lighthearted. And so butterflies quickly became my sign, and that was 4 years ago now, and I still see them all the time, everywhere, even when it's dead of winter here in Colorado. I'll still see them either on a TV show or in a magazine or on a girl's shirt or something. And it still reminds me that all is well. I can flow. I can flutter. I can be at peace and have fun and all that good stuff. So it still is my communication object, which is great. And I would encourage you all to have your own. Number 13, the universe communicates through timing. And just a side note, they just started mowing the lawn outside. I have closed the window, but you may still hear a little bit of that in the background. So I apologize, but we are almost able to go back to our office. So this will not happen in the future, hopefully. Anyway, timing. Hey, maybe the universe is communicating for me to wrap this up by putting in some lawnmower noise. Just kidding. Anyway, this timing, I really think a lot of us have maybe been in this situation before where like something just seems to be going terribly wrong with your timing, but then ends up to be like a thank goodness moment. For example, like you miss a flight and then it turns out that there was a giant snowstorm and the plane got diverted anyways. Or you go to send a text message and it doesn't send for whatever reason. No one knows why. Can't figure out why it wouldn't send. But then you reread it later and you realize it was not what you meant or wanted to say anyway. So it's probably a good idea that it didn't send. How cool to think that, no, those weren't coincidences. They all came from the universe and its desire to protect you and keep you safe and keep you well. So cool to think about that. And last one, number 14, physical issues. We've talked about this before. I really want this to sink in for those of you that are having persistent physical issues like pain, random symptoms, disease, illnesses. They all, yes, have a physical component, but also have an emotional and spiritual component as well. And it's important to acknowledge those other pieces to the puzzle instead of just focusing on the physicalness of it. And hey, that's why I'm here on the Unstuck podcast. That's why I switched from only talking about nutrition to talking about this mental and emotional work, because it is imperative that you start looking into the emotional and mental and spiritual components of physical issues. So for example, these are just random examples. Say you get a sore throat because you've been holding back from an important conversation, or you're holding on to weight because you mentally and emotionally feel weighed down, or you get a cold right when you're in your busy season at work, right when really you can't get sick. These are surefire signs from the universe urging you to take action, which that action might be rest. Keep in mind that. These are signs from the universe showing you what needs to be done in addition to perhaps what you're doing physically to improve your pain, your symptoms, your disease, your illness. These are also ways to show you what you need to do emotionally and spiritually. And I think that is very, very important and really something that we all need to take into account much deeper. All right, 14 ways. And like I said, I don't think that was all of it. I'm sure there are way more. But as I said in the beginning, I hope now you can kind of open your eyes a little further into how the universe is connecting and communicating with you every moment of every day and start seeing these things a little clearer for yourself. Like I said, when you do open the doors a little wider into the possibilities of how you're receiving downloads from the universe, when that expands, then you expand and your energy expands and just everything starts lining up a little deeper and a little quicker. And you will notice that as you take action, because remember, we're all about inspired action over here on Unstuck. As you start leaning into these forms of communication and taking them a step further and really seeing them for what they are and running with them and putting your faith and trust and excitement into them, things start happening. And it is so much fun. And as you can see now, the only thing it really takes, well, two things I'd say that it really takes to receive these communications is presence and awareness. Again, awareness. Pretty sure we talk about it every single episode. Here it is again. But just really making sure that you slow down a little bit, stay focused on the now, find some space and some stillness. And some time to connect with yourself, connect with your intuition, look for those feelings of inspiration, look around, be more aware of your surroundings, of what is coming into your experience, and just question it a little bit. I think it is so easy in today's world to not do any of that. I think a lot of us are stuck in our head, stuck on autopilot, stuck in this stress, worry, anxious mode, which makes it a lot harder to receive all of this goodness. As you can see, if you are on autopilot, if you are in your head, if you are not paying attention, not noticing your surroundings, not being fully present, you can and will miss a lot of this stuff. And then you will continue to stay stuck. You will continue to not know the next right move. You will continue to question your decisions and to wait for a clearer response, a clearer answer. But really, it's only because you haven't tapped in, you haven't become aware, you haven't expanded enough to see what's been right in front of you all along. The bottom line is, if you're not open, you won't receive, just because you won't notice. So let's see what we can do to be a little bit more aware, be a little more curious, be a little more present, and see what you start noticing. Please let me know. Let me hear your stories. Send me a message over on Instagram at Shawn Miner. Send me a DM and let me know what you've started noticing. How does the universe communicate with you? I love hearing these stories. I will share them on the show if I get them. I think we can start compiling quite a bit of them. And I'll share some because it just helps to hear other people's stories, I think, to start seeing how this all plays out and can play out for you. And of course, have fun with it. This is fun, right? Like, look at all these different ways that we are connecting with something bigger and much, much, much greater than us. That is cool stuff. So have fun with it. Start looking out for it. And when you see it, get excited. It is so much fun. Your homework is to create a sign for yourself and tell the universe what it is. I would suggest journaling, write a little note to the universe asking for what you want, why you want it, how it will make you feel, and then letting the universe know, I have chosen this blah, blah, blah as my sign. I will be looking for this blah, blah, blah thing. For me, it was butterflies. It's also been cacti at some point as my signal that we are in connection. We are in communication. I'm on the right path. Thank you. I love you. You're the best. Goodbye. Look at that little note to the universe. Give that a whirl. Pick out the thing and don't think too much about it. I've used colors before. Don't think too much about what you want your sign to be. Just whatever pops up right now. What popped up? What popped up in your head? That's your thing. It can be something crazy. It can be something normal. It can be something you see all the time. It could be something you never see. It doesn't matter. All we want to do is set something, give that thing meaning and purpose, let the universe know that is a nice tool for you to use, and then just see how much it starts showing up in your life, how many times you start noticing it when you probably wouldn't have. And it is a great way to bring you back to your center, your focus, your present, your purpose, all that good stuff. And it's really fun too. All right, that will do it for this episode. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. If you are loving the work we are doing here on Unstuck, please share it with someone close to you. You can send it to a friend. You can actually text this episode right to your friend. They'll send a little link and they can listen right away. That's really easy to do. You could take a screenshot of what you're listening to and post it over on your Instagram, Instagram stories, or Facebook, and let others know of the personal growth and self-improvement you've been doing lately, and maybe they want to join in. Whatever feels good, whatever calls to you, it helps the show get into the hands of people that could really use to hear these words right now. So, so much. Remember, the universe communicates through social media, through those words, through those posts that you share. So you could be the conduit to get this work into someone's hands that could, or ears, I guess I should say, that really needs it, and it will help them so much. And of course, it would mean so, so much to myself and to this show. All right, my friends, until next time, take care.